Daily Mail reports a new mobile app has been launched to help tourists visiting Paris find areas of the French capital where their native tongue will be understood. Yes, I Speak Tourist has been launched to help foreigners struggling with their French find some respite. The app provides users with an interactive map showing locations like restaurants and hotels where their respective language is spoken.
This sounds like a good idea for business people running restaurants and hotels and so forth. Users select their preferred language and locations appear when they can speak in Mandarin or Arabic or English. And selecting Mandarin Chinese, for example, Putonghua, around 20 addresses pop up, including a pharmacy. So you could imagine, can't you, because I don't think many French people speak Chinese, that that pharmacy will get a lot of business from Chinese people who are visiting France, Paris.
I think these places are run by the people who spoke that local language.
Yeah, maybe.
But do you think it will work? I think for people who travel to a different country, they want something different. They do not necessarily want to stay in a hotel which is run by a Chinese hotel owner. It might be very useful if you find it difficult to, you know, find a pharmacy, or if you are in trouble, this will be coming very handy. But if it is some other occasions, you just want to enjoy some genuine,
some
authentic foreign food.
Yeah.
If they're looking for something different, why would they choose a hotel run by a Chinese?
Well,
or a restaurant run by a Chinese,
probably
with Chinese chefs.
Do you know, the truth is, actually, people are very, very conservative when they travel. And whether it's Chinese people going to Europe and wanting to find some rice to eat, I mean, I know from experience because of Chinese friends that have told me, oh, they say, I went to Italy, I went to Rome. And I said, did you have the pasta? And they said, no, we couldn't find any proper rice anywhere. You know, we were looking for Chinese food. And it's the same, you know. There are people that work with us, you know. In particular, I'm thinking of, actually, it does seem to be an American characteristic, you know, where they say, oh, you know, I need my coffee. Where's there a coffee shop? You know, I need my McDonald's. Where is it? And so I think, I don't know if it's not the same with British people, because British food is horrible. We can't wait to eat foreign food, even when we're in our own country.
Fish and chips.
We do that quite well. But British people, you know, if you go to Britain, you'll find that we love to eat Italian food and Chinese food and Indian food. That's because British food, it's winter food. It's heavy pies, stuff that makes you fat, which is kind of out of fashion.
Love those.
Do you?
Yeah, I do love those things. Things that can make you fat.
Have you ever had a bread and butter pudding?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favourite pudding.
I try all kinds of British food, and I just got suspicious about people, you know, always complaining about British food. I just think they're super, they're good. Why people complain about it? Come to think of it, yes, you're right. A lot of Chinese people, when they go outside, perhaps for the first couple of days, they can try some Western food, something new. But like after 2 days, they will look for something else. That happens not just to the Chinese people or the Americans. That happens to everybody.
That's right.
I remember a couple of years back when I guided a couple of European tourists who came from Austria. We provided super Chinese food for them. And later on, they just couldn't take it anymore. And they just kind of shot, oh my God, McDonald's, can we have food at McDonald's?
Yeah, I know. I mean, but this is why, you know, if you are a tourist in Paris, yes, you might want to try the local French restaurant, of course, and try your language skills. But then from time to time, you know, if you need some medicine or something, you don't want to mess around with a phrase book. You want to go to a pharmacy where they speak your language and just get the thing done properly. And similarly, I imagine with other businesses as well. I mean, I know this as a foreigner living in China who speaks very bad Chinese. In fact, where I live in West Beijing, I mean, there's nowhere where they speak English at all. So I'm kind of, you know, I have to just get by. But I think this is why many foreign experts in Beijing like to live in Guomao or Dawanglu around there. I mean, I was in a cafe there quite recently. And because I do live in West Beijing, I have to struggle with the Chinese language every day to survive, you know, when I'm buying things and in restaurants, which is good. It's how it should be, I think, really. But I was in this cafe in Dawanglu, I think it was, and I just about got halfway through my sentence of ordering in Chinese, and the waitress just finished my sentence in perfect English, the Chinese waitress. But I can understand why this app would be very useful for people in a desperate situation, or just because they want to have a relaxing evening, for example, from time to time without struggling with the local language.
Yes. And you know what? I think the French government really want this because they want people to do a lot of shopping. If you want to go shopping, you don't want to waste time, you know, asking around, you know, where's the Lafayette? This will help them a lot if they can locate the shops with the Mandarin service or the services in their own native town. That will encourage a lot of shopping.
This will also be useful for many foreign people living in all the countries of Europe because of the EU's policy which allows European citizens to go and work in any country. I mean, there are loads of citizens in all over Europe now that don't speak the local language very well. So this will help them. It'll help tens of millions of people, actually. I was in the UK a couple of weeks ago in Cambridge, and the famous university city, and there are many, many Chinese students there. And more than once, I was able to help them out, point them towards the famous tourist sites like King's College, for example, in Chinese, you know, Jizhou, Zhuoguai, Yigongli, Jizhou, and that kind of thing. And they were amazed, you know, that there was somebody that could speak a little bit of Chinese there.
Yeah, you kind of got shocked at the first sight. You know, somebody who is totally Caucasian, who speak your language.
Especially in the UK. And it happens in the local Chinese supermarket that I go to in London's Chinatown. When I go in there, I ask for my doufu gan. You know, and the people in there are amazed. They kind of they all cluster around me and say something else. You know,
you became a celebrity.
The new Loon Moon supermarket will give them a bit of a boost. 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。